You'll be my witnesses throughout all Judea and Samaria. Everyone say Samaria. And so the gospel starts, and especially when you look in the book of Acts, this is exactly how it plays out. They were witnesses first to Judea, and then they moved from there to the region of Samaria. And for us, that's our community outreach. It starts, mission work starts where? At home. It starts in the family. It starts in your own four walls. It starts by telling your children of who Jesus is and what he's done. It starts by living Jesus with your family. And then it moves from there to your community, as well as your church family, taking care of one another. There's a text. Look at Luke chapter 10 quickly. Daryl, you used this text the other evening in your class, and it was on my heart as I was thinking about reaching out to the community. Luke chapter 10 and starting in verse 25, I'm going to read you a story most of you have heard. And if you haven't, listen close. It's a really interesting parable that Jesus tells here. It's on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What's written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? And this teacher answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. What was it that they hung around the door? Do you remember that funky word? Everybody say mezuzah. Yeah, it's the Shema that's inside of the mezuzah. This is that verse. He's quoting the same verse we read earlier. And he says, that's what's written in the law. And so Jesus says, well, you've answered correctly. Jesus replied, do this and you will live. But the man, he really wanted to justify himself. And so he asked Jesus, well, who's my neighbor? He kind of gets a little smart aleck here. Well, who exactly is my neighbor if I'm supposed to love him? And then this is where Jesus tells this famous story. And he says, in reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he fell into the hands of robbers. And they stripped him of his clothes. And they beat him. And they went away, leaving him half dead. Everyone say half dead. You've seen Princess Bride? Mostly dead, you know. And so verse 31, a priest happened to be going down this same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by where? Everybody say the other side. And so too, a Levite passed by where? The other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him, and he went to him. Everyone say, to him. He went to him, and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and then he put the man on his own donkey, and he took him to an inn, and he took care of him. And the next day, he took out 2 silver coins, and he gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I'll reimburse you for any of the extra expense you may have. And then Jesus looked at this man and said, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? And the expert of the law replied, the only thing he could reply, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, go and do likewise. I love that story. I think there's something significant about the steps of the men, of the path that they took. They're all walking the same road, but they had different footsteps, didn't they? They had different places that they walked. And I think there's a very distinct comparison that Jesus is trying to draw on here between the other side and he went to him. And where are we going to walk? You know, and look, this is a road that they've traveled often. This is not them going out of their way somewhere. This is just, as I walk on the road, I'm passing by someone who's in not just a little bit of need. He's half dead. And I think there's some significance to that phrase. I think absolutely, as Daryl, you pointed out in your class, there's that physical death. He's literally physically dead, but there's also this spiritual death as well that we face as we help others along the road that we walk. And the question is simply this, where are you going to walk? Are you going to walk on the other side, or are we going to go to him? As you were driving to church this morning, you probably passed people on the streets who needed your help. You know, you see the homeless population. There's always those people standing out with road signs, but there's so much more than just that as well. And that's why we have the ministries that we have. That's why we have the clothes closet set up. And that's why we hand out clothes to people who need it. That's why we have the food pantry going on every week. That's why we have a benevolence fund. And we also have something called the Timothy Fund. Everyone say Timothy Fund. And most of you might have known about this, but there may be some of you who didn't even know that we have such a thing. And it's a fund that you give to. This is why you give every week. And part of what you give goes into what we call the Timothy Fund. And that's to help members who are in need. That's to help our own people. Benevolence is for our church family. It's for our community. It's to make a difference in our region and our location. God has our church here for a reason. I believe that with my whole heart. And it's not to just come to church and to check and to say, how many members can we get? Although I get really excited when our attendance is up, don't you? That's okay. It's okay to celebrate that. But that's not why we're here. And that's not the mission God has, is just for us to have our numbers go up. God's got so much more in store for Leander, and it starts with us giving. Giving our time and our energy and our work through all these different ministries, and also giving our money to the things like this. Mission work starts in Judea, in your home, but it has to extend beyond the house at some point in your life to helping others. And so the question that we ask this morning is, who are we going to be? Where are we going to walk? And I pray that we walk the road that the Samaritan walked, and we take the path that he took. That, and I often think that it was a Jew, their sworn enemy. And he sees him in need, and he says, it doesn't matter what you believe, it doesn't matter what you think, it doesn't matter if we agree, I'm going to help you. And by the way, this is one of the things I love about Leander Church. Can I just say that before we move on? That was one of the things, as I was praying over different works and where am I going to be and what's going to happen, one of the most impressive things to me was the benevolence at this church. You love to help other people. And so my encouragement is like Paul, you know, and to so many others. He would often say, you do this well, I'm going to encourage you to do it even more so. I'm going to commend you, you're doing well. But let's see if we can't give even more this next year and help even more people in our community. I believe God has us here to make a difference in Leander and in Austin. And there's a lot of broken people out there. And don't forget, we were once broken ourselves. And yet God chooses to use us. And I pray that we choose to help and to reach out as well. Let's sing about it.